Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Public health officials are warning about a possible triple-demic this winter. COVID is still spreading, an active flu season is upon us early, and now hospitals are filling up with a surge of RSV virus cases, particularly in children. Joining us to help explain all of this is Dr. Jean Marazzo, director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama, Birmingham School of Medicine. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Sure, Celeste. Good to be here.
So I hate to repeat this cliche, but some public health officials are calling this a perfect storm of diseases. What are you most concerned about at this point?
So you just mentioned what are probably the three most important components of what might constitute a winter surge of respiratory viruses. And I'll talk a little bit about each of those, and you mentioned them individually. The challenge is that these are viruses that are coming at us against a background of us letting down our societal guard against COVID, right? So this is the first winter really where people, I think, are feeling confident enough and protected enough to really drop their masks and get out and mingle. So you already have a situation where people are going to be vulnerable to infection. That's a problem with COVID in particular, because unfortunately, we are hearing just in the last couple of weeks of the continuing emergence of new variants. And remember, these variants are a problem because they have mutations in the place on the virus where antibodies dock, right? So mm-hmm. The antibodies that you get from a vaccine or that we give you as a monoclonal antibody, if the virus mutates enough there, aren't going to work. And unfortunately, it looks like for a couple of these new variants, particularly the BQ lineages, that's going to be a problem. So it's worrisome in that, you know, COVID continues to confound us with these mutations. And so we're really, really closely watching that. You also mentioned the flu. Did you want me to talk about the flu?
I did, because it's come upon us early. Yeah. Real quickly, though, let me go to RSV first,
yes,
which is respiratory that virus, because it's surging and we're seeing young kids especially being hard hit
this.
Any idea why?
Sure. So it's respiratory syncytial virus, and it is a virus that actually most kids get by the age of 2. They start mingling with other kids at daycare, and it's a very, very good bet that one of your kids' very first viral infections in the respiratory tract is going to be RSV. The problem is that our society has had very little collective immunity opportunities to generate collective immunity in the last 3 years, right? In fact, some people are calling this a pandemic immunity gap. Kids have not been in school. They have not been in daycare. So they have not had the chance, not just to get infected, but to create a start of antibodies as little kids. So you're getting toddlers and infants now who are being exposed to this and getting it in very high numbers. And some of them are going to get really sick. Most of them do okay, can be scary, but some of them actually end up being hospitalized. The problem with RSV is we don't have a vaccine for it, and we really don't have any effective treatment. So it's can be very scary for families and parents.
So now let's go to the flu, because it has come early. Some parts of the country are really getting hit, especially in the South. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about this.
So it's an interesting flu year. Some of the same factors that are creating this pandemic immunity gap that I mentioned for RSV are operative with the flu, right? So every year we are exposed to the flu, and even if we're vaccinated, we may not be protected. We know that the rate of protection from the vaccine can range from anywhere from 20 to 60%. We haven't really been exposed to the flu very much last year. The last 2 years, we know the numbers of cases have been very low. And what we might see is what Australia and the Southern Hemisphere saw during their winter, which just ended. They saw a very early flu season with a lot higher numbers of both cases and hospitalizations. And that's almost certainly because, again, we haven't had the opportunity to create collective immunity, and we really haven't had the opportunity to get exposed. So I think most folks are worried that we're going to see that this year. And certainly the numbers that are coming up, particularly in the South, as you mentioned, are very worrisome in that regard.
Dr. Jean Marazzo, Director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama Birmingham School of Medicine. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Stay safe.